Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hi, everybody.
This week for our Heartbeat, I spoke about abiding in God and abiding in Christ, which is something that, like a phrase that I've heard many times over the years, but I've almost not been sure how to describe what that is. But then when I thought that, like, this phrase came to my mind a number of times, I thought, well, I'll go and do a bit more reading on it and learn a bit more about it. And the best way I would describe it is about taking Christ with you wherever you go and really sitting in that, like trusting in him and being aware of his presence.
Well, the picture everywhere that comes to my mind is like a basket and you sit in the basket and God is the basket.
Yeah.
And so wherever you go, the basket goes with you. Even if you don't mentally recognize you're sitting in the basket. Abiding, you know, like living in,
and
dwelling in.
That's probably a good description. Because the word abide is not something that
we use.
No, very often.
No.
So that's probably why. But when, I was shared in the Heartbeat that some versions might say remain, some might say dwell. And I think I understand, like, that dwelling, just like, sitting. And I think the sitting in the basket's a good one. Like, and you take that with you wherever you go. And so, like, we read the scripture, which is about the vine and the branch and how Christ is the vine and we are the branch and Christ is connected to God and we get life through that. So that image does help a bit to show how we need to be connected.
Yes.
To, like, if our branch is cut off, then we're no longer connected.
We're dead.
To Christ. And so abiding in him is that remaining, like, together in that relationship. But something that I've also always thought about was, I always think of abiding as this, like, placid softness, like not doing much, just almost like a bit of a meditation type scenario. But really, it is an active thing, because to abide in Christ, you've got to intentionally abide in him. You've got, like, would you agree with that?
There's action that needs to happen.
Yeah, like it doesn't just happen that Christ abides in you. How do I explain it? Christ abides in us, but are we abiding in him?
You have to actively participate.
That's it. That's probably a better way to describe it. Yeah, we have to actively participate in having Christ in us.
Yes.
And we remaining in him, which is, I think that's the hard part, like the active participation. And also in that, if we're actively participating, then being open to receive when God does want to prune, when God does want to change something in you, being open to allowing him to do that. One of the ways that I wrote down was by reading God's word, because we all the time, we just, even if there's, you're not sure where to start, the Gospels is always the best place. But,
and the next step is meditating on those words.
Which is something I think you're probably quite good at. Do you want to share a little bit about how you do that?
I find that pretty much always in prayer, I'll read a bit of scripture. So I've, you know, because I've got a list of petitions and asks, but I want to adore the Lord first. But sometimes I'm not ready to adore him yet because I'm so frustrated or I've been rushing and I need to sit for a time. So sometimes I find if I read some scripture, it makes me then sit for that time to reflect, and then I meditate on what I've read, and then it leads me to the adoring and worship, and then it leads me to be able to then ask him my needs, even though my needs might come to the surface at the beginning. But it's thinking about, actively thinking, participating in what I'm reading, not just reading it.
Yeah, yeah.
So it is, it's an active participation.
Interesting, yeah. Like that process that it takes you to, yeah, be in a place where you can sit and be present with God, really.
Well, I know Bruce does say try and go to the same chair, the same spot. And it's so true. When I go sit in the same spot that I normally pray in, I find it easier to get into prayer than if I'm in another chair, another room, another spot. But if I then, because especially when the family were all at home and the kids were young, the only time I got to myself was before going to bed at night, late. Or the kids were getting ready for bed and I'd tuck them in and whatever, and then I, before I'm even doing the dishes or drying the dishes or whatever, I would sometimes sit. So I needed time, that downtime.
Yeah, yep.
It's like my mind was going 19 to a dozen. Oh, yeah, what I've got on tomorrow. I've got to make the lunches. I had to make the downtime.
Yeah.
So it's like I gave space to God.
Giving him space.
Because you can fill up your life with everything else. I had to give him space. Because if I really truly believe he's the most important thing in my life, then I would sit and make the time and space for him. But it's an active participation, like you shared. It's abiding in him. He's there. I'm sitting in the basket of his goodness. I'm sitting under, you know, in his palm of his hand, because he's caring for me, but I'm not recognizing that I am. I'm not recognizing him.
Yeah. And that active participation, one of the ways that I said we can abide in God's word, or sorry, abide in him, is by trusting in him with our circumstances. But that does take, again, an active thing to give something away. Like when you're trusting, then you are actually giving away something of yourself.
Yes, you're being vulnerable.
You are.
And humble, because, you know, you're sharing. You're not being proud. You're sharing, I have a need here. I need help.
Yeah. And so when we do that, that's an active way of abiding in him, because we're asking him to come into that situation
and help us,
and recognizing that we can't do it ourselves.
Yeah.
And then let's just, the last one let's to talk about is the Eucharist.
Oh,
how
beautiful.
We just in a special way receive him.
We he totally then does abide in us. And what a beautiful way of, because Jesus, when he was alive on the earth, shared, and then shared it another way with a story, shared it another way with a picture, a parable, you know, the different things. So this way he's sharing with us himself, but doing it even with us to see with our eyes, even though it's a mystery and we don't fully understand, but sharing himself like another way that maybe we will get it, that he does then dwell within us. It is beautiful. What a gift.
And it, because it's a mystery, it's not something we all can fully understand. And certainly in my own faith journey, it's something I'm still learning about more and more and more.
We all
are. I think that's what, But I don't think if you're someone maybe who hasn't been to Mass for a while or don't fully understand it, that's okay.
Yeah.
Because we're still learning and understanding. Yes. And that's why it is a mystery. God, like, slowly is revealing it to us more, and we won't really know until heaven what it fully means.
Yes.
But that's a gift he's given us, that he can abide in us when we go to the Eucharist. So the weekly challenge is to actively participate.
Yes.
In your life with Christ, in abiding in him. And I think that's a challenge for all of us all the time, but it's something that God wants us to have.
I'm nodding.
Yes. So we hope that you've enjoyed that chat this week. Maybe that's a challenge for you. I wish you well in the weekly
challenge.
It's a challenge
for me.
It's a challenge for me too. That's right. That's why I wanted to share on it. And we look forward to chatting with you all again next time. Bye.
Bye, everybody.